Michigan Republican Tom Barrett chairs the Technology and Modernization Subcommittee. He said he's heard from vets in his district that getting a convenient appointment at a VA hospital or clinic near them is the most aggravating part of dealing with the VA. He added that as an Army veteran himself, he's dealt with it.
VA must continue to strengthen its community care program to ensure that the doctors and providers living in our communities can continue to meet veterans where they live and work. Every decision VA makes should focus on putting veterans first, not bureaucracy.
Democratic ranking member Nikki Baczynski from Illinois said a main cause for the delays in veterans' abilities to book appointments is the slow appointment scheduling process.
Veterans wait for a scheduler to call them. Then they wait while the scheduler calls around to different providers looking for an available slot. The whole process takes far too many phone calls and, quite frankly, far too much time. It delays veterans' care, and it needs to be fixed.
Baczynski said the External Provider Scheduling Program, or EPS, is the fix that the system needs. It basically allows VA schedulers to enter an appointment into a provider's scheduling system over the computer. Baczynski said the system still has holes, however, and the Trump administration's VA has been slow to fix them.
While they may have successfully deployed the technology, the network of community care providers sharing their scheduling grids continues to be insufficient in the number and diversity of specialties to make it a meaningful tool. There are well over 1 million community providers, and VA has only signed up about 25,000. That's barely 2%. Additionally, we recently learned that of the providers that have signed up, they have a greater than 30% turnover rate, meaning they're losing providers almost as fast as they're signing them up.
The members of the committee said they would take what they learned during their trip to Michigan back to their work in Washington on the full Veterans Affairs Committee. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.